Hello and welcome to Peace Hospital's podcast. Today, we are diving into a topic that often surrounded by embarrassment and misinformation, that is piles, also known as hemorrhoids. Joining us today, Dr. Suresh Kumar, surgical gastroenterologist and laparoscopic surgeon, having wide expertise in treating and managing piles. In today's episode, he would like to demystify this condition, discuss effective treatments, and share some preventive tips. Dr. Suresh Kumar, thank you for joining us at Peace Hospital's High Tech City.
Thank you for inviting me today. I would like to discuss about a condition which is very common and often carries a lot of stigma and misinformation. And I would like to delve into the causes, symptoms, and various treatment options available, as well as share some tips on prevention.
Dr. Suresh Kumar, thank you for joining us. Let's start with the basics. Can you explain what piles are and what causes them?
Piles can be imagined as a soft cushion containing blood and blood vessels, usually located at the anal region. Of course, these are present in everyone. So these piles pose problem to us whenever they increase in size or prolapse from their usual location to the outside, or when the blood within the piles clot, or when there is rupture of the mucosal lining causing blood in the stools. Piles is a lifestyle related problem. These are usually seen in people who have sedentary type of lifestyle. Sedentary type of lifestyle leads to constipation, which causes piles problem.
How to diagnose piles?
Whenever patient comes to us with a problem of mass protruding from the anal canal or blood in the piles, or there is severe discomfort or pain while passing motion, we usually suspect piles. These problems can simply be diagnosed by a bedside examination, or some patients might require a sigmoidoscopy.
Now, let's talk about treatment. What are some effective ways to treat piles?
Depending upon the grade of the underlying piles, there are three treatment options available in these patients. One is simple laser hemorrhoidopexy, or extrapolar hemorrhoidopexy, or a conventional surgery. Laser treatment for piles is usually reserved for patients with early degree of piles, whereas stapler hemorrhoidopexy is usually adverse for patients with more degree of prolapse, while as conventional treatment is reserved for patients with severely prolapsed piles or with patients with thrombus.
What can people do to prevent piles from developing or reoccurring?
Most of these patients who present with piles can easily be treated by simple lifestyle modification or some medical management. So 90% of the time this works. In patients who doesn't respond to treatment within a span of 1 to 2 months, we usually advise some kind of intervention.
Thank you, Dr. Suresh, for sharing crucial information regarding the piles to our listeners.
I hope this information will be valuable for the listeners. And remember, your health is a priority. And addressing issues like piles early on can lead to better outcomes and improve quality of life.
Any of you have any further questions regarding piles, please don't hesitate to consult a gastroenterologist. And remember, piles can be painful and inconvenient condition, but with the right knowledge and treatment, they are manageable. We will see you soon on Peace Hospital's podcast with another episode. Until next time, take care of your digestive health with a balanced diet, regular exercise, and proper hydration. Thank you.